is live on Joy 99.7 FM and Hits 103.9 FM in Accra. In Kumasi, we're on Loveland 99.5 FM and over 30 affiliates across Ghana's 16 regions. Get radio, TV, and online content on myjoyonline.com. Now coming up, Nagrat and Ghana Federation of Labour push for a nationwide strike at a crucial meeting later today after Employment Minister disclosed the National Pension Regulatory Authority had cleared SNIT to proceed with sale of a stake in four hotels.
Our position, our suggestion tomorrow at the meeting will be that organized labor is shut down completely.
Also, cancer patients at Kolebu Teaching Hospital face extended delays and suspended treatment appointments due to a failing radiotherapy machine.
Pain, feel pain. What?
Well, then, your mama, please, can you help me with my treatment, please?
Meanwhile, health experts are warning that non-communicable diseases could be the next pandemic.
NCDs are the next pandemic.
The picture is gloomy. By 2030, Ghana will spend $6 billion every year on tackling NCDs.
It's killing everybody, and everybody's dying out of this disease.
We'll bring you excerpts from our national dialogue on NCDs in business.
Manufacturing companies link rising prices of goods on the market to high cost of power despite supply situation improving. We've got details on the Joy Business Report.
And an Accra High Court ordered CEO of defunct gold dealership firm Men's Gold, Nana Pia Mensah, to open his case after a submission of no case was dismissed.
This is victory for the prosecution. It's a step towards justice delivery in this particular matter.
Details of these stories with me, Mami Sinyamiche Thompson. Settle for now. Ahead of a crucial meeting this morning by Organized Labour, National Association of Graduate Teachers and the Ghana Federation of Labour will push for the Mother Union to declare a nationwide strike to resist the sale of SNIT stake in four hotels. This comes after the Employment Minister, Ignatius Bafuewa, disclosed that the National Pensions Regulatory Authority had cleared SNIT to proceed with a sale to Brian Ichampong's Rock City Hotels.
Yes, it is true that NPRA came up with a directive, but I will appreciate if my brother, my colleague, really read the directive from NPRA. It said it needed to be furnished with all my information relating to the sale of the hotel, which SNIT has since done that. It wasn't like a direct, they said that SNIT should not go ahead to do anything, but then SNIT can only go ahead when NPRA, which is the regulator within the field, had actually certified that they had seen all the documentation and the processes and they think that they are good to go.
But NAGRED President Angel Kabonu isn't happy with the move and is pushing for protest by the Mother Union.
And the position of NAGRA tomorrow will be to suggest to the entirety of leaders that all organized labor unions in the country to lay down their tools. That is going to be the position of NAGRA. Looks as if one person, one hotel is more important to the government of pension contributors in this country. Our position, our suggestion tomorrow at the meeting will be that organized labor is shut down completely.
Well, President of the Ghana Federation of Labor, Abraham Kumsin, backs his position.
We are together on this particular issue. So, therefore, I think this is management by the keep them there. And what is it? I don't understand. Why are they rushing to say this before what? And still helping us, you know, deal with these issues.
Well, Member of Parliament for North Tong, Samuel Okudzeto-Ablakwa, has said he'll file another question in Parliament to bring back the minister before the House to justify how it cleared SNIT sale of its stake in the review of the deal. Now, cancer patients at Kolebu Teaching Hospital are experiencing delays and suspended appointments due to the hospital's semi-functioning radiotherapy machine as struggling to meet the rising demand. Now, despite recent repairs, the machine frequently breaks down and operates at reduced capacity. Rejoice Emefakpesu has this report.
8-year-old Joshua is having one of his 33 sessions for the treatment of cancer.
Pain, feel pain.
What do you want to become? You told me you love John Mahama. You can give a shout out to John Mahama. Anything you want to say to him?
President, your mama, please, can you help me with my treatment, please?
You are hoping to get back to school soon?
Yes, of course.
is one of the lucky few, as many have been told to hold on with their treatment. Appointments for patients requiring more than 6 treatment sessions remain suspended as oncologists at the hospital await comprehensive maintenance on the radiotherapy machine, which is currently operational but limited to just 10 sessions per day.
They worked on the machine and somehow they were able to get it back online. But when it stays on for a few hours, then the problem resurfaces. So then management has taken a decision that as a stopgap measure, we are treating patients who have about 5 to 10 treatments left.
Professor Joel Yane is head of oncology department at the hospital.
We should pay attention to non-communicable disease and cancer in particular.
Well, health experts are warning that non-communicable diseases could be the next pandemic, with over 94,000 Ghanaians dying annually from various conditions. On a joint news dialogue on NCDs yesterday, experts have called for immediate and proactive measures from government to stem the tide. Here are excerpts.
NCDs are the next pandemic. How are we communicating NCDs to the elite when it comes to resource allocations? The way we package this message and carve it around their own incentives in terms of how this determines their electoral fortunes would be very, very important.
The picture is gloomy. By 2030, Ghana will spend $6 billion.
Away from that, an Accra High Court has ordered CEO of defunct gold dealership firm Men's Gold, Nana Appiah Mensah, to open his case after his submission of no case was dismissed. The court, presided over by Justice Ernest Osudapa, ruled that Namwan Brew Marketing Council and Men's Gold have a case to answer. Nana Appiah Mensah says his side will be vindicated after the trial.
It's a win for Ghana. It's a win for rule of law. You know, we have always maintained that we are not guilty. And we still stand by that. It is not like, I mean, I read in a session of the media that says that we are afraid to open. And no, nobody's afraid. You know, from 6 years, 7 years, we have been here. All right, we have subjected ourselves as law-abiding citizens. Becomes inevitable that we need to open the defense. Why not? We are law-abiding citizens. We are subjects of the state. You know, we are not above the state.
Well, spokesperson for the Ministry of Justice and Attorney General Wilberforce Mensah says the ruling is a testimony of the work they've done.
This is a victory for the prosecution. It's a step towards justice delivery in this particular matter. And I'm glad and I believe the gentlemen who are indeed at this stage can properly be called victims. I believe they're all satisfied and very elated and happy by the ruling given by the Honourable Judge today.
Away from court, some prospective National Service personnel have opposed a component in the new NSS policy, which will allow a collaborative agreement with countries like the United States of America, the United Kingdom, and Nigeria to pave way for global deployment in what will be an exchange of personnel for a service year. The Director of Corporate Affairs for the NSS, Mr. Armstrong Issa, in an interview with Radio Universe, explained that the global deployment will serve as a motivation for personnel.
And I think what is going to excite the personnel more is what is termed globalization of deployment. We are looking at integrating our processes, our arrangement with some of the national service arrangement in other countries so that we could deploy some of our personnel to those countries we have entered into partnership with them. For instance, to US, how do we take care of them? What happens to their allowances? The government there will pay them and will offer them the same benefit they offer to their personnel there.
But some students of the University of Ghana believe the new policy will be an avenue for exploitation by politicians.
The National Service Scheme, NSS, is hoping to introduce a new policy after Parliament on July 9th approved a bill, that's National Service Scheme Bill 2024. The bill will allow the NSS to become an authority. personnel to travel out of the country to countries like the United Kingdom, the United States, and also Nigeria to have exchange personnel services. We've come to the University of Ghana to engage some prospective personnel.
It's actually going to help. It's going to be of good benefit to us. Probably in Ghana here, some end up being unemployed. So outside there, USA, UK, there are more employments out there. So I think...
I've always said this, since I'm a prospect national service personnel, or for all of us to understand that this is a clear exhibition of misplaced priorities, because we have over thousands of national service personnel out there working tirelessly for Mother Ghana and without being paid for months, and yet we have the impudence to set up another initiative that allows prospect national service personnel to go outside the country too.
I think it's a step in the right direction, but us at this time, we do not need it in the sense that we have constantly been talking about the brain drain.
And you heard that some students of the University of Ghana against this new NSS policy. And that's how we end the bulletin here on Joy 99.7 FM with me, Mamiesi Nyamiche-Thompson. Up next is Business with Daryl Kwal.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.